Hi, Jim Paoletti here. I want to take just a moment to discuss BHRT and immune function. A good friend of mine, Jim Laval, once said, "Every day we live, we move more towards less immune function." A decline in immune function increases risk of development of a variety of aging-related diseases, including autoimmune disorders and cancer. Steroid metabolism and cytokine production are closely intertwined processes. Aging is associated with distinct changes in cytokine production. In particular, an increase in IL-6 and a decrease in IL-2. Hormones, especially DHEA, play a vital role in the maintenance of immune function through regulation of cytokines. Aging is associated with declines in DHEA and IL-2 and an increase in the pro-inflammatory cytokine IL-6. It has been suggested that age-associated changes in cytokine secretion pattern may play a role in the pathogenesis of disorders such as rheumatoid arthritis, osteoporosis, atherosclerosis, and Alzheimer's disease. In vivo evidence in human demonstrates an immunomodulatory effect of DHEA. In animal studies and in vitro human cell studies, DHEA has been shown to enhance IL-2 release from T lymphocytes, increase natural killer cell cytotoxicity, and inhibit IL-6 secretion. It is unclear to what extent these immune effects are due to direct effects of DHEA or mediated via downstream conversion to other steroids, including DHEA metabolites androstenedione and androstenedione, which have been shown to exhibit immune modulating functions. In rheumatoid arthritis patients, testosterone therapy seems to increase DHEA levels significantly, which further suggests the involvement of androgens in the pathophysiology of the disease and their therapeutic effects. Melatonin also plays an important role in maintaining immune system function. Melatonin activates NK cells, natural killer cells, inhibits cancer cell proliferation, and increases tumor suppressor genes P53 and P21. So as you can see, there is an important role of balanced physiological hormones in immune function. Thank you.